Hello, and welcome back to Writing for Ministry Lesson 7, Building Your Structure. At this point, we have identified our audience, named our conversation partners, chosen our form, identified some action outcomes, and generated a lot of brainstorming and free writing material that we can use. Now, we need to start to shape that material. This week, we're going to talk about choosing the right structure for our message. Now, some of the shape is going to be determined by the form we've chosen. But let's assume you've chosen something that is a little longer than a tweet or a Facebook status, something like a magazine article or a personal essay, or maybe even an academic paper. There are a lot of different ways you can structure these things. You might have learned the following structure when you were in high school. I know I did. The first is an introduction. This is where you tell people what your paper is going to be about. Then you make your first point. This is usually your weakest point. Then you make your second point. This is your kind of middle point. And then your strongest point of your argument is your third point. Finally, you add a conclusion where you summarize what you've written and hopefully, in the best case, have some kind of takeaway. Everything adds up. Point one plus point two plus point three equals some conclusion. And there really are, even though this is very simple, there really are worse ways you can structure things. So let's see how this structure would fit into the example that I've been developing. Remember now, I've got a couple things I'm working from. I have my graphic, my mind map, and I've done some free writing, so I've got a few things that I'm going to think about. Okay, first the introduction. I want to grab people right away with this, so I'm going to start with that story about my childhood and how I didn't have any mentors. And then the first point is going to be a point that Barbara Brown Taylor makes, and I'm going to support that. The second point, I'm going to draw on the use of technology. That's going to be about young people and technology. And the third point is going to be about how demographics are changing, and people are staying with their parents longer and can't afford places of their own and in joining a church, kind of an arrested development of sorts. And then the conclusion is going to be children need mentors, and that maybe even some of these readers could be a mentor. But this structure to me is not perfect. It lacks movement. And without movement, we're going to have a hard time moving our readers, which is what we want to do. We want them to move toward the action that we want them to take. Now, so that's a structure you can use. Feel free. But Nancy Duarte, I think I'm saying her name correctly, has a great take on how the structure of a speech. She has analyzed many speeches, and she finds they all follow this same structure. And it's, I believe it's something that can apply to writing as well. I've added a link to her video. Make sure you watch it, because I'm going to move on from this point, assuming that you have watched it or you will watch it. The summary of her structure is this. You start with what is. This is where people are in the world. You connect with your reader on a certain level that you show that you know where they are and that they can trust you. Then it moves to what could be, and then you go to what is, and then you go back to what could be, and then you go to what is, and then what could be, and then what is, and then you reach this new normal, and you move people there. And so they've made all these movements from what is to what could be, and you leave them in what is. What does this structure look like in our model? Well, we start with what is. Young people need direction in life. And then we move on to what could be. We do a section, we write for a little while about Conversation Partner 1. Maybe we bring in Barbara Brown Taylor again and her words on that. We write about what she has to say, how we feel about that. Maybe we'll disagree with it, maybe we'll agree with it. And then we'll talk about what is. Young people are very busy. They are immersed in technology. They're staying at home longer. College is more expensive. And then we go to what could be, where the church could foster people and encourage people and operate in those environments. And maybe we bring in some of our conversation partners to support that point. And what is, we go back to the lure of technology, the isolation of social media, even though it's both social and isolating. And see, it, we're bringing in some of our mind mapping, free writing materials here. And then we do, there's a piece that the last action, that last line that goes up from what is to what could be, Duarte calls her call to action. And it leaves us with this new normal or this new sense of what could be. And we say the church could be a place where young people feel welcome and loved and part of their home. So you can already feel, I know I can, you can feel a movement in this tension between what is, what could be, what is, what could be. And it has a real advantage, a real power even, over that more basic introduction, point one, two, three, and then your conclusion. Okay, here's your assignment. Take your mind map, your free writing, and your graphic, and create an outline for your writing. You can use the simpler structure, but try to use Duarte's structure. Make sure you've watched her whole video. It's wonderful. And try to use Duarte's structure, her what is, what could be, what is, what could be. This may take a little while, and the pieces of what you're writing might not fit exactly into that structure. But if you can get it solid, it's going to be a lot easier to do the second part of your assignment, which is to finally, drum roll, write up the first draft of your work. Yay! Once you have your outline, start writing your piece. Follow the structure you've set out and walk through the sections as you've laid them out. Now, don't worry about the details. And be sure to ignore that voice in your head telling you, oh, this is really good and this is really bad. Time for that will come later. Just get your draft completed. And then find a way to celebrate. Once you've done that, find a way to celebrate. The first draft really is the hardest part. Once you have that done, you'll have something tangible and malleable, and you'll be able to start to see what you're working with, and you'll be able to say, look, I did something, and it'll be great. And then next time, we're going to do a little bit of an aside. So you're going to have a longer time. If you're doing these week by week, you're going to have a little bit longer time to work on your writing assignment. We're going to do aside from the step-by-step process and talk about story and storytelling. Not only is this part of my own passion, but it will give you a little more time to work on your draft. Before we move on to the next part, which will be two lessons from now, getting feedback and editing your work. Let's write.